This is KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend. I'm Charlie Burmant with the news. Today we talked to United States Representative Derek Kilmer, who called into KPTZ yesterday to talk about impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump. Here are excerpts from that conversation.
I think it absolutely makes sense to move forward with an impeachment inquiry and get all the facts out about exactly what has occurred. Clearly, based on what we already know and what the president has already admitted to, it's deeply troubling that the president has asked a foreign leader to dig up dirt on a political rival. That is unprecedented. It's an abuse of power and a threat to our national security. There's still information that Congress needs to dig into. One, getting a sense of, in the midst of this, obviously the United States government was withholding hundreds of millions of dollars in aid to Ukraine, specifically military aid, that was designed to enable it to stand up against Russian incursion. That is a concern. And while the president has said that there was no quid pro quo, there's clear reason for concern when taxpayer dollars and foreign assistance are being used as a political instrument to try to encourage a foreign country to dig up dirt on a political rival. There's still information that the Intelligence Committee is going to be digging into in the weeks ahead, and I think it's important to pull on those strings. And I've had some folks reach out to my office and say, well, why not just ignore it and let the 2020 campaign play out? I think that is a hard argument to make in light of the fact that many of the allegations being made about the president are related to his asking a foreign country to do things to try to influence the 2020 election. And so that cuts at the heart of the importance of digging into this issue in this way.
Since his election in 2012, Kilmer has made a concerted effort toward bipartisanship.
You know, I continue to work to try to find common ground when we can. I still chair the bipartisan working group, which is a group of a dozen Democrats and a dozen Republicans who meet each week for breakfast. And as you can imagine, it was a much more solemn conversation this week as we talked through these issues around the president's actions. You know, obviously, I'm concerned about what some of my colleagues are saying. You know, if you watched any of the Sunday shows this week, some of the comments made are concerning. And I don't know what's more concerning, either that they're saying things that are clearly untrue and they believe it, or that they're saying it and they don't believe it, but they're saying it for political purposes. And that's concerning. And it's why it's important to get all the facts out and move forward with this process. Having said that, at the very same time, you know, you look this week, on the very same day that an impeachment inquiry was being opened, I was able to move a bill dealing with climate change and dealing with some of the challenges facing coastal tribes. I was able to move a bill out of the Natural Resources Committee with unanimous support. And so that's why I keep coming back to, you know, to some degree, my job is to stand up and fight when there's issues where we have disagreement, but to also try to work to find common ground where we can, particularly in an era where we have divided government, to try to at least make some progress where we can.
Kilmer feels that the next year's presidential race will include a healthy discussion of the issues.
You know, we're already having robust debates. We'll continue to have robust debates. And I actually think the process is constructive to see candidates get out there, put their ideas forward, have a debate of ideas and visions, and let the voters decide. You know, that's undeniably, that's a messy process, but it's much better than the alternative. So I'm eager to see that process play out.
KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.